The podcast explosion is bringing big business opportunities for virtual assistants and side hustle seekers who want to become podcast managers. I'm Kara Tannenbaum, host of the Pod Squad show, and I invite you to join me each week where I interview podcast managers and podcast hosts to go behind the scenes for the best podcasting tips, tools, and business advice for building and growing a podcast management business. Each episode contains powerful information to help you niche down your services, position yourself as an expert in this industry, and provide valuable production support that is in high demand by podcast owners. Let's get started. Well, hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning into the Pod Squad show. I'm your host, Kara, and in today's episode, I am joined by Brittany Gardner and Haley Atcher. Few marketers truly marry their creative and analytical sides. With a visual background in photography and graphic design and training under the top copywriters in the country, Brittany Gardner pairs that creativity with her strategic mastermind personality. She translates humans and all their messy feelings into a visibility plan that makes it easy to show up consistently. Host of the Know, Like, and Trust Show podcast and creator of the Be Seen Method, Brittany helps online business owners craft content that attracts perfect match clients. Although she has been podcasting for years, Brittany realized she needed some help keeping all those spinning plates of producing a podcast moving week over week. And who better to do that but her organized and systems-obsessed podcast manager, Haley Atcher. As the founder and CEO of Heart-Centered Podcasting, Haley believes that everyone has a story that is worthy of sharing, but knows that it's not always easy to get it out on the airwaves. Heart-Centered Podcasting implements strategic launch support and weekly management to help their clients start and grow their podcasts with confidence and ease. Haley used her experience in public relations, advertising, social media management, and more to launch Heart-Centered Podcasting in 2019, and she hasn't looked back since. When she's not at her desk, you'll find her chasing her toddler outside, spending quality time with her husband, or at the gym. In today's episode, some of the topics we cover is how Brittany and Haley started working together, why Instagram is a great platform to finding clients, how organized workflow and batching is the secret to getting podcast episodes produced seamlessly and stress-free, and one of the easiest ways to build up your like, know, and trust factor is to employ authentic automated marketing. If you got some value out of today's episode, please head over to my Instagram at the Pod Squad Collective and share what your biggest takeaway was. Okay, let's get started. Hello there, Haley and Brittany. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Haley, I want to start with you and jump in head first into your business, Heart-Centered Podcasting, one of the best business names I have ever come across. It just gives you all those good feelings. You offer full service podcast launch support and weekly podcast management for your clients. Will you share with us a little bit about how you found your way into podcast management?
Yeah, definitely. So I started in social media management, and then I was filling a gap at the previous online business that I was working at. And unfortunately, that business closed overnight. I had that decision to either go back to corporate and find a 9-to-5 job or try the entrepreneurship stuff out on my own, and dove headfirst into podcast management as a solopreneur. And I've grown since then, but I like my origin story because I didn't have the choice. And so I think that really motivated me to do what needed to be done right from the start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely gives you that motivation. There are a lot of us who sit on the fence, and when you don't have that time on your hands to overcome some of that imposter syndrome, you just dive in head first. And
exactly.
Why did you decide podcast management of all the other niches for freelancing? What made you so interested in this niche?
Yeah. So I think it's a two-part answer. When I first started podcast management, I had a newborn at home and I was shifting out of that social media management and realizing with podcast management, you can plan and batch really far ahead and there's going to be minimal things that come up. So that was really important to me with having the new baby because I didn't want to have to always be on my phone and doing crisis management, which I feel like is something that you have to have as a social media manager. And then as far as the niche, I think I stayed here because even when I started back in 2017, 2018, doing podcast management for the first time, I saw how little the niche was, how small it was. And there was not a lot of podcast managers back then, but there was still a really big need for it because that was when podcasting itself was really starting to blossom and grow. And a lot of the online entrepreneurs were starting to pick one up.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely boom in the past couple of years, I think. Brittany, as a podcaster, do you see that as well?
Yeah, 100%. I started my podcast in 2016, and of the people in my close-ish colleague network, if you want to call it that, I was one of two that had a podcast and maybe like 100 people I interacted with regularly. And today I feel like a lot more have it. And I love it personally. I think podcasting is such a great way for you to, yes, get your point of view across, but for people to feel like they're building a relationship with you. I know written formats are a little bit easier to ad hoc. They require less prep and don't need a podcast manager for that matter. But I can't tell you how many people have listened to my show and said something like, I feel like I already know you. And I'm not one of those people that puts a lot of my personal world other than like a line here or there into my shows. So for people to say that, it aids in that relationship building process so nicely.
And that's a perfect segue into talking about your podcast, the No Trust Show, because it is all about connection and creating that strategy for business owners to really connect with their audience. Can you give us a little bit more about what the podcast is about and how that relates to your business itself?
Yeah, absolutely. So when I started, I was doing more of brand photography and brand strategy. And to me, building up your know and trust was really important. And obviously having a good and decent set of brand photos is going to help people feel like they know who they're talking to. It's different than the voice of a podcaster. But
yeah,
I wanted to get across the point that if you're hiding behind fancy branded graphics, you're not willing to show your face, you're not willing to share your voice, that it's really hard for people to build that KLT factor. And my business has transitioned quite a bit in the last 5 years. Like Haley, there was a newborn situation going on and I had to revisit how I wanted my business to work. And it turns out all day brand photo shoots are really hard to do when you're nursing and pumping and all the things. And I had been leaning into brand strategy and niching even further from that into content strategy a little bit more anyway. So I just made that my clean cut. And I did have a podcast hiatus for about a year and a half in there, almost 2 years actually. And when I came back to my podcast, I had the opportunity to reformat it and say, oh, this is the voice I want to have. This is what I want to be talking about. And to me, building up your know and trust factor, it does require a few different things. But one of the easiest ways to make it a part of your business, which for most small business owners, I know you're wearing all the hats and you have to figure out how to balance different priorities. But one of the easiest ways to include that in your business is to employ authentic automated marketing. So that's really what the show is about. How can you be authentic and automated at the same time and market your business so that you can continue as a business and fill your business with really great clients and earn a living and things.
You create that lead gen strategy for your clients so that their branding is a true reflection of their uniqueness, and that in turn shows their clients what it feels like to work with them and build that trust.
The content delivery piece is really how you let people know who you are and what you're about, what's important to you. Sometimes things that bug you, things like that, right? And yeah, like really get them a good idea of what it feels like to work with you. Absolutely.
Yeah. I love that. So you started as a designer, you turned photographer, then you turned brand strategist. Is that right?
Yep. We're talking about almost 20 years of being an entrepreneur here. So
yeah. Wow. Haley and I are like, ooh, tell us more. So how did you girls find each other? You've already been podcasting for years. You needed some help outsourcing and getting all these moving pieces done behind the scenes of producing the show. How did you find Haley?
Yeah. So I actually had to think back on this for a minute before we got on air today, but I'm pretty sure I have the answer here. So I first heard about Haley through Kaylin Thompson, and I believe they worked together in that business that closed doors overnight. And Kaylin was actually a guest on my show like a year and a half ago or so. And so I was following her on Instagram, and you see who other people are following, and one thing led to another. And I was like, oh, this is going to be in my future at some point. I should probably keep following Haley. I really liked how she was talking about things. And there was a testimonial on her website from Dr. Michelle Mazur, who was a guest on my podcast way back in 2016. I met her at a networking event back then. So it was one of those roundabout things. I'm like, if this person I like trusts her, and if this person I like trusts her, yeah, she should probably stay in my world. And then eventually, when it was long past time for me to start outsourcing, she was my go-to.
Haley, do you remember that? Does that bring back any memories as well?
I remember following Brittany like when I first made my business Instagram account. And I think I followed her because I had remembered her from the previous business that I worked at. I think that we followed her then. And so she was always on my radar. And even beyond that, I have listened to her podcast, even not just to try to get her as a client, but because I love what she shares. And she's just so knowledgeable. And like we just heard, like 20 years experience. Yeah. So she knows her stuff.
Did you have a fangirl moment when she reached out to you?
I think when she booked her discovery call, I was sitting with my husband and I was like, oh my gosh, this woman who I've been following forever just booked a call with me. And he's not on the online business circuit at all. And he was just like, okay. And yeah.
I had a very similar experience as well. I had been wanting to work with a particular entrepreneur who turned podcaster. And when she reached out and booked that discovery call, I was doing the happy dance in the kitchen. I remember the exact day, the exact year. It was like, oh my gosh, I am so inspired. And that really created such an amazing partnership,
yeah,
between the two of us. So I want to unpack Instagram for a second, because I think this is important for our listeners who are thinking, well, I'm a podcast manager and I don't really know how to find clients.
I think almost all of my clients in some roundabout way have come from Instagram. Not every single one, obviously. There have been like legitimate in-person meetings that eventually turned into clients. But most of my client roster today either was direct from Instagram or they were a referral from somebody else who was from Instagram. It's definitely a big part of my business. I make no bones about that. I talk about it quite a bit. It's my go-to social media platform. And I know everybody has their preferences. Some people are like all about LinkedIn. Other people are cleaning up on Facebook. And I think that's really cool that we can all find a place that works for us.
100% of my clients are from Instagram or referrals from other clients. Even Brittany, I have two people from her right now who have been referrals. Yeah. And I think it all comes back to Instagram, because even if a client refers someone, that person 90% of the time is going to follow me on Instagram first to look at my work before they follow through with that call to action to actually book the call.
Yeah. They can really hear your message and see a lot through your social media, what your values and what your company stands for. What services do you provide for her podcast?
Yeah, I do the show notes, the back end of it, also the front facing, creating the blog post for that, creating all the graphics, doing guest communication, scheduling the newsletter. So she's still very much in the content piece, which is completely fine. That's her zone of genius. And the editing, I don't do the editing for her because Your husband doesn't.
I don't want to take that away from him.
I don't want to start anything there. Yeah.
Does he geek out over that, Brittany? Does he like the editing?
So my husband started out in network TV news. He used to be an audio engineer. So it's not what he does for work anymore. But when I started my podcast, that was the easiest part for me because I didn't have to do any of that. So
right,
I still don't.
Right. It was like, he's got it.
Yeah.
So you take care of a lot of those moving pieces for Brittany each week. How has that helped you, Brittany, by having Haley as your right hand, gaining back some of your time and being able to use your creative energy for your content?
Yeah, it's like a huge deal. So I might not be a typical entrepreneur. I work 20 hours a week, and typically about 12 of those 20 on your average week are client work, client facing hours. So I only have 8 hours of admin really a week. And if I was really on it prior to hiring Haley, if I was like super focused and all of that, which let's be honest, that didn't happen very often, but I could get the show notes and the quotes pulled and the graphics made in an hour and a half. So minimally, that was like right there, 6 or 7 hours save time a month. More often, it took longer than that because an email would come in and then I'd be distracted and then this would happen. But it's not even just about the time that it's saved me. It's more about the mental freedom that having Haley on board has helped me, because what often happened was I knew I had to get this done every week. Inevitably, it'd be done 2 or even 1 day before everything went live, which in my case is on the weekend because I have a Monday show. And it just killed my creativity and other things. And sometimes it affected client work. If I knew I had a sales page to write for a client's funnel on Wednesday, and I was like, oh, but I have to get the podcast. We're busy this weekend. We're going to be away. There's no way I can get it done. I have to get it done now. So I would go and do the podcast stuff. And then that would take an hour and a half, 2 hours. And then I would start on the client's copywriting after I'd sapped like my creative hours for my weekly tasks. And just that freedom from that kind of time constraint has allowed me to create much more in my business than I was doing prior. And I waited way too long to do this. This should have been done 6 months, 8 months prior to what it was, but it was just something I hadn't gotten around to. And I was like, it's only an hour and a half. So it's helped my business a ton, especially since I have to be so rigid with my schedule.
I totally get that anxiety now that I've started my own podcast. I outsource pieces of my podcast because it's just better for me productively, and that anxiety just lessens for sure. I rely heavily on my podcast manager as well. What do you love, Haley, the most about being a podcast manager?
I've already touched on it, but just how you can batch ahead. I think that's like my thing, is workflows and batching. And any client who works with me, they know the first thing we do is figuring out who's doing what so that we can get right to work and there's no question about it. And then like after, that's the real physical piece of it. But even more, I love seeing like pretty much what Brittany just said. They'll come to me 2 weeks, 3 weeks after working together that quickly and say, oh my gosh, I can't believe how much more time I have. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And they're so grateful. But to me, I'm like, I'm just doing my job. I love that part of it.
Yeah. Geek out on all those things that are so time consuming for others. But like, I love batching and getting all of that done. And the workflow is so important for that peace of mind and know who's doing what. And Haley, you were saying offline, that's like your zone of genius too. You love the workflow and you use Asana as your project management. You also have a freebie for a workflow template. So on that, I will definitely share that link so that you can go and grab that. And Brittany, you said something like, I could do blogging or do video, but podcasting was your choice of creating that content and really connecting with your listeners. You have a system that you offer, and podcasting is one of those. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, I've mentioned content strategy a couple times, and obviously having some strategy behind the kind of content you're putting out is very important, but just as important is being consistent with your content delivery. And I don't know if you've ever been on the receiving end, like in the listening audience of a podcast that suddenly goes offline for 3 weeks and you're like, no, this is part of my Tuesday morning to the gym drive. What are you doing to me here? It's not just podcasting, it's everything. It's social media. It's if you've got a YouTube channel. So my show up system helps people create consistent content. It is the system, the template behind it, basically. And I teach it in 3 different ways. You can choose the written format and have a blog as the main driver of your system. You can have a podcast, the audio format as the main driver, or video. And that could be like a YouTube type situation, or even TikTok if you wanted it to be that. But there are three main venues of content. And I teach you how to take that content and turn it into a consistent content delivery mechanism for your business so that you don't disappoint your audience. But also when you do get busy and life gets in the way and your newborn decides to change their sleeping habits 17 times in that first year, it doesn't actually affect your ability to show up consistently. And yes, I have been there. There's a reason this system exists.
Before we wrap up, I would love to hear a story of something that worked for you.
I think that when you start working with someone, you are getting a feel for not only their voice, but their preferences and the way that they do things. So obviously, there's been times where Brittany has asked me to switch out one thing or edit this graphic to make it look different. And I think in the very beginning of my business, maybe I would have taken that more to heart than usual. But now I'm just like, okay, got it. And I think that really clear communication can help a ton. And so just separating yourself from your work and knowing there's always going to be room for improvement, but also to give each other grace along the way too.
Oh, I love that. That is awesome.
Yeah, that was great. I feel like we've been really good. I haven't had any problems. So
yeah, no, that's good.
Thank you both for being on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the Pod Squad Show. You can find all the links and resources that we talked about in the show notes on my website, thepodsquadcollective.com. I appreciate you so, so much, and I would be so grateful if you could leave me a review and rating on Apple Podcasts. They do matter, so thank you for taking the time. And hey, while you're there, I hope you'll follow me because I've got some great content coming up next week for you. Have a wonderful day, and I look forward to serving you next week.